Hey guys, I'm Jenny, and you're listening to another episode of 潘吉 Jenny 告诉你
Hey guys, I'm Bill.
什么？ Sorry. 你说那个账单 Bill 吗？
Yeah, sorry, I'm Adam, but I want to talk about bills.
我们要说说让大家都很肉疼、都很心疼的支付宝年度账单。
Ooh.
我觉得看这个账单的心情真的像坐过山车、
mm-hmm.
是一个 roller coaster, right?、Mm-hmm. 因为你看，就大家 reaction 就是我哪来那么多钱可以花
？Right，
但问题就是这些钱对都花出去了，就都没有了。
Mm.
好，那今天我们就要跟大家说说跟花钱、跟省钱、跟好好计划你的钱有关的一些英语啊。OK， 那今天呢，我们的所有这些关键的词汇配上支付宝年度账单的截图，都放在我们的微信推送里面。因为我觉得这个话题真的是跟我们的生活息息相关，所以这些说法都非常值得学，大家可以关注我们一下啊。开言英语，开放的开，语言的言。OK， 那首先来说支付宝年度账单哦 ，any kind of 账单。最通用的一个英语词就是
bill,
bill,
the bill,
B-I-L-L.、
Mm, yeah, it could be at a restaurant, it could be your water bill, your
phone bill,
your phone bill.、
Yeah. 嗯，那 Alipay 的这个，我觉得它不是一个严格意义上的账单。
It's more like a report, really.
对，就像一个对 report 一个报告，或者像一个 like 什么 expense summary.
Hmm, yeah, summary is a good one.
对吧 ？Summary 就是。总结像一个、mm-hmm. 啊，就告诉你一年里面你看看你都浪费了多少钱
Right, yeah. So, I mean, obviously, a lot of foreigners over here, we don't really use、mobile payments as much, but like it could be a credit card statement、mm-hmm. as well.
Statement,
like, oh,、
yeah.
geez, I spent、okay. how much?
对 credit card 或者 bank 我们对还有用的一个词就是 statement、
mm.
啊、流水对吧账单那像这个支付宝它每年的年底or 年初都会给我们一个年度的这个 summary 嘛、
嗯、
这个就比较像 your Alipay annual
expense
like, yeah expense summary 对让你看看你今年这些钱都花到哪里了、
哦、
就 no wonder 你在哭穷因为这么大手大脚account summary 啊、
嗯、
因为它这个 purpose 其实就有点让你来 keep track、
嗯、
of your spending
really
所以我觉得平时很重要要记账啊就记账你就不会到年底自己才这么 shock 说钱都用
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to get into some funny words later to、mm. describe the kind of person who would be shocked by their own spending.
对记账的英语怎么说呢
Just to keep track?
Keep track of your spending.
They always say that people who want to help you with your life, self-help people,、they always say, you know, keep track of your spending.
对就是记流水账比如说今天吃花了多少钱、mm. 然后也有一些人会把那个单子比如说你到什么超市买吃的 Do you keep、
right.
the receipt?
I keep them just because when I was a kid We always had to give them to our school And so、
Why?
I don't know Something about taxes That's all、I know This is just sort of like in me now Something I always do is keep the receipt Even though I just end up throwing them out You know,、mm. a year later
但反正就成为一个 habit 一个
It's just a habit, yeah
好那像 Alipay 这支付宝或者 WeChat Pay、mm. or Apple Pay 这些东西都是移动支付
Right, mobile payment
所以这个词是读 mobile、
mm-hmm.
不是 mobile 是吧
mobile.
mobile
mobile yeah mobile payments
mobile payments、mm-hmm. 移动支付我们中国移动支付现在 very common very、
yeah.
widespread
sure
是应该也是全球最领先的、
mm. how long before there's no cash
没不是有些 economists 就是说我们应该 get rid of cash、
mm.
just go to like a cashless society
which is great
cashless economy
it's great until your phone runs out of battery
你是在说我吗前面跟 Adam 讲一个故事最近到北京然后天太冷了手机那个电池从 40% 就一秒钟变成 2% 然后没钱付车费还好从包里翻出一张100块然后这个时候感觉、
yeah.
Oh my gosh, cash is king,
cash
这句话很有道理。好前面我说中国的移动支付在全球都很领先啊、
嗯、
这个领先因为在你的支付宝账单里面也会说你花了多少钱你是领先全国多少多少人。这时候我们可以用什么英语词
?Leads the world?
Oh,
China leads the world in hot pot innovation?
A mobile payment.
Oh, adoption. Sorry. Right. Yeah. And hot pot innovation.
In lots of innovation. Okay. Okay. So now let's look at the Alipay annual expense summary.
Ooh, are you sure you want to?
我很敢看啊，因为我去年支付宝就整个没用啊。
Mm.
但我可能不敢看我的微信支付和我的 credit card statement.
Right.
Okay. 那其实每一年 Alipay 出这样的这 annual summary, it just goes viral online. Because they always use some fun tricks to make your report look a little bit funnier.
Oh, hey, you don't have any money, but boing!
But boing! 你领先 99% 的同龄人 It means you're the top 1%.
Oh, that's funny.
所以我就看到很多网友回应就最 common 的一个就是说 Where did all this money come from? Like,、how come I had so much money to spend
right,
on、
yeah.
my Alipay? And it's followed by...Oh my gosh, it's all gone.
Where did it go?
Where did it go? 花在哪里啊？但说到花钱 to spend money,、right? 那英语还有其他词，比如说 expense, expenditure.
Yeah, but those are all really formal. Like an expense would be, when I think about expense, I think about like a business expense. Like、the cost of labor or the cost of materials.
公司的一些支出开支是吧、那我觉得个人也可以说你的 personal expense.
Personal expenses, sure. But so that's going to be something like a car.
哦、就大一点的东西
it's, Yeah, I mean, it's not really something that...
叫个麻辣烫
Well, I mean, maybe if you're getting it every single day and
Like
you're,
annual
Yeah, and you're just paying one bill
那 expenditure 这个词就更正式一点
Yes, yeah, like that makes me think more like government expenditure
是那很多网友也说看到自己花钱的样子误以为自己已经实现了财务自由、Looking at how I spent my money
Yeah
It's almost as if I've achieved
Financial freedom
财务自由是吧、To achieve financial freedom
But really, is that
没有就是 it's almost as if
Almost as if, okay
对因为看花那么多钱还误以为自己很有钱、It's an illusion
Well, you know, I'm sure some people are there It's just that, you know, when there are expenditures When there's money going out, you know, sometimes people forget the money coming inside of that equation.
对，是的，花钱很爽，对吧？但赚钱真的很不容易。我现在每天都跟我孩子说，他们就说：“妈妈，你为什么那么晚还要上班？因为要赚钱嘛。”就是对。
So, like maybe a North American parent in that situation would say something like, "Money doesn't grow on trees."
钱不是树上长出来的是吧、我们也会那样说但我们会说钱不是天上掉下来的、
Right.
Oh, there's no free lunch.
No such thing as a
free lunch. 对天下没有免费的午餐啊。好那现在咱们来晒晒账单。晒你真这个动词
Like a towel?
对就是你要晒衣服什么的、这个用英语 We're not really 晒一个衣服
Right, yeah. But I guess it's similar. Like you're putting up your clothes to dry, just like you'reputting up something in the sense of posting it.
对, you're posting it and almost like publicizing it.
Publicizing it, yeah.
For your friends to see.
Putting it out in the light too, which is kind of interesting, because a lot of times what will happen, we're talking about government expenditures before, there's a thing in my home province called the Sunshine List.
是什么?
It's basically the people who work for the government who make the most money.So they put that list, they post that list online so that everyone can see how much money these people make, which is usually quite a bit.
就晒一下是吧、好那现在咱们回到晒这个支付宝的账单啊。它那个账单分好几个部分有一个部分就是会告诉你你个人 personal 你花的钱和全国平均的一个对比。
So the national average, or you compare yourself to the national average?
对就是 like you,your personal spending versus the national average、然后他会告诉你比如你全年消费总额就是 your total expense
right
your total annual expense 是多少多少然后 maybe you're leading 你领先了多少人我就觉得这个他也可以说你落后多少人啊 but then、who wants to you know spend money right using Alipay
it's weird yeah like to think you're leading by spending more money, Is that a good thing? Is that a good thing? Exactly. I mean, I'm not saying that it is a bad thing, but it's just, it's so interesting how they've made this into like kind of a game where you're leading or you're ahead of the average, but like, is that good?
对 the problem is the money coming in, like you mentioned before, right?
Yeah.
I would be really happy 如果人家告诉我你赚的钱领先多少人 but 我花的钱领先多少人、
yeah.
really makes me wonder, is that a good thing?
Right. Or,
好那还有呢就是你个人有一个比较详细的一个 breakdown, your spending breakdown.
Ooh.
我觉得 breakdown 这个词很好用啊。就当然 if you have a personal breakdown,
that's bad.
You're breaking down, it's not good. 就是你崩溃了、是吧心情心里崩溃。但是如果像这种银行的账单啊、支付宝的账单那个 breakdown.
That's good. It's just explaining or analyzing.
对就是会就不同的 category,、是吧不同的项目啊。最有意思的是支付宝给你一个 option, 给你一个选择就是就不要去看就不忍直视。
Okay, so they give you the option to just stick your head in the sand and
对
plug your ears.
你说就是 put your head or stick your head in the sand.
Right.
就是像一个 ostrich,
like an ostrich.
像一个鸵鸟。
Mm.
还有就是 you're in denial, right? You can choose to be in denial.
Right, right. And if your friend is in denial, you can tell them that, hey, Jenny, denial is not just a river in Egypt.
好我也不解释你这个笑话了 the denial, denial, 尼罗河是吧 in denial 就是你自己对不忍直视你在逃避这个问题、
Right.
好那来看一下这些 category 这些大项饮食就是个很大的项目啊在支付宝上面你饿了吗你什么 getting takeouts、
right.
叫外卖啊
That's probably I haven't seen my I mean I don't really use、a lot of mobile paymentsystems Chinese、mobile payment systems anymore But yeah it was probably food was mine
所以饮食就 food in general、
Yeah I mean I'm sure you can think of a better word but
So, in Chinese, I just think that food is more than food. It could be to go to the store, get food, or go to
restaurants,
or restaurants, eating out, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably the way we would break it down is like food could be the food that you cook at home.
Groceries.
Groceries, exactly. But we'd often just say takeout or eating out.
Eating out.OK, 好吃民以食为天这就是要花很多钱的地方但是呢对很多女生来说 I know certainly for me 花最多钱的地方是就变漂亮呀、
oh,
服饰美容、
oh, OK, so like on beauty products
Fashion and beauty
Fashion and beauty
对对然后它支付宝还有一项是这个我觉得还蛮好的文教娱乐、Arts, education and、
right.
entertainment
That'sKind of interesting how they put that together.
对，就是这是反映我们的精神生活嘛，就不是 versus 物质生活。
Right, right, right.
Yeah, so our intellectual,
life, yeah,
versus just you know materialistic stuff, right? 好，那啊，还有一项通讯物流。我前面有问 Adam, 因为我说这个讲的就是比如你的 phone bills,、
right.
your internet bills,、
yeah.
right, telecommunications.
Telecommunications, I mean, so my problem when I saw that was over here, we would just say utilities, all of our utilities, which is your phone bill, your internet bill.
But, 水费
but that's the thing, it's also your water bill and your gas bill. So that water and gas obviously are not,telecommunications
对对对支付宝那个它就是 utilities 就放在什么住房缴费、mortgage and utilities 但这个通讯物流我想说的是物流、因为物流那个字典里会告诉你是 logistics
Is it like how much data you're using and how
不是不是物流这里说的是你一年叫了多少快递
哦
你现在才知道吗
I told you, I do not look at my mobile payment expenditures.
没有我的点是在于 logistics 啊、我们通常讲的是比如顺丰 it's a logistics company.、你如果自己个人叫叫快递就好像不太会用 logistics 这个词、Like how much you're spending on logistics a year?
That sounds like you have a company and you know, you're trying、
right.
to get your shoes into Bangladesh or
对就是很大量的、当然个人也可能很大量了但我觉得个人更多就是 just getting express service、right? Or getting like courier service
Yeah.
好，就中国可能咱们生活比较不同的地方。
This is making me think about a word that I remember being a kid when I, you know, my parents would show me breakdowns of financial statements, and the word that I really liked was miscellaneous.
其他
because like that was basically everything you know what I mean like courier or things like that for me growing up we obviously maybe used a courier once so that would be miscellaneous for sure
对 and miscellaneous 就是很长好像你感觉很难的一个词、mm. it's really just a very formal way of saying other stuff
yeah.
right
miscellaneous
好今天最后要跟大家讲的一个词因为看了那么多花钱我觉得心很疼最重要的是 money coming in right、
Ooh.
so besides your salary 那现在还有很多人理财啊支付宝也会告诉你你的理财收益但是是在很小的一块
Okay, so your investments
Yeah
Your portfolio, could we say?
Right, portfolio 就是如果你有去投资的话呢你就有一个 portfolio 这个 portfolio 里面可能是股票、mm. 可能是什么 bonds 债券、
yeah.
或者什么 real estate、mm. 它都是你的 portfolio
Right.
好那我们今天就在一个很高级的词这里结束节目不知道大家今年对自己的支付宝账单你是不忍直视呢还是 you know you were very disciplined 没有花很多的钱
Yes I would love to see how many of our dear users have their heads stuck in the sand like me
OK 感谢大家收听我们今天的节目 We look forward to seeing you next time 再见
Bye guys